This goes to Dr. Tan, T-A-N, last name is Lee, L-I, fax 989, and leave the rest blank, regarding Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Oberlitner, O, B like boy, E-R, L-I-T, N like November, E-R. Date of birth is 12-20-19. 53. Dear Dr. Lee, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Oberlitner with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and primary hyperparathyroidism with a probable parathyroid adenoma. She will probably be having a parathyroidectomy of one of the glands in Lansing at a Sparrow facility soon. She is feeling fine. She has no symptoms of the elevated calcium levels. The urine test that was done, a 24 urine for calcium, did not show excessive levels of calcium. She is feeling well. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications, I want to highlight the valsartan. She takes a 40-milligram tab, just half tablet daily. Allopurinol is 200 milligrams daily. She's on Repatha, 140-milligram injections every 2 weeks for cholesterol. Mounjaro is a new med. It's 5 milligram weekly. And also Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 milligram, one daily. That is new. And low-dose aspirin. Also carvedilol, 6.25 milligram, one in the morning, two in the evening. And Plavix. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam. Weight is 165 pounds. That is a 13-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse is 74. Blood pressure is 138 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, without ascites. No edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done May 14th, 2026. We have the 24-hour urine for calcium and creatinine. The the level was 144.7. Normal range is 100 to 300. She had labs 2/12/26. Her calcium level was very elevated at 11.3. And that's when further workup was done to check calcium levels, and she was referred to endocrinology and then endocrine surgery. And the microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 149.7. Hemoglobin A1C was 7.7. Creatinine was 1.32. Sodium 134, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 31. Her hemoglobin, 12.9 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, elevated calcium levels in the presence of elevated intact parathyroid hormone. Most likely primary hyperparathyroidism secondary to the parathyroid adenoma, and she will be having surgery in Lansing soon. Three, diabetic nephropathy, stable. Four, hypertension, near to goal. Slightly higher than normal, probably due to the elevated calcium levels. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done for this practice every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.